Well, let's take a look at the bigger picture. How much of a threat do right-wing extremists pose to Australia? Lisa Waldeck is a lecturer in security studies at Macquarie University. She and several colleagues mapped online extremism in the wake of the Christchurch massacre in 2019.
We should take all forms of extremism very seriously. And there has been a growth of right-wing extremism over the past years, absolutely facilitated by the growth of populist governments across the world. The right-wing space in Australia has been heavily influenced by Trumpism, by conspiracy theory. I think that the incident in Victoria is indicative of small groups of individuals. What we found in our research was very much there are key individuals who influence this space. And our colleagues in Victoria noted a change in group activity. So the kind of ambition of those groups wasn't to have huge movements, but was to have smaller groups. Their aim is anti-democracy. They are against democracy. They are against participation of all in our democracy. And so while they appropriate conservative politics, they are actually against conservative politicians, conservative narratives. And we should take that threat very seriously.
What do you think is the biggest misunderstanding amongst members of the public about the true nature of the far right in Australia?
I think that that is exactly the biggest misunderstanding. I think that the far right extremists are very, very good at co-opting discussions that people want to have. So we saw that in the past, they absolutely co-opted anti-Islamic debates online and offline, anti-immigrant debates. They're very good at co-opting COVID, for example, people's fear, people looking for solutions. And they're very skilled at manipulating those. And people think, well, I'm talking about this, but I'm not far right. I don't hate Indigenous people. I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate Jews. But actually, they're missing that underlying anti-democratic sentiment that these people are exclusionary and that their end state is not participation for everybody. It is participation for a few in a system set up that would be very different to ours that isn't democratic. That's their end state, is to destroy democracy through violence or non-violent means.
How important are conspiracy theories in these movements to create that sense of crisis that there needs to be some kind of authoritarian response?
Conspiracy theories have been long a part of right-wing extremist space. And, you know, built into a conspiracy theory is the fact that you can't refute it, because, of course, if you're refuting it, you're obviously part of the conspiracy theory. And conspiracy theories are crisis narratives. You know, Jane Berger talks a lot about this in his work on understanding extremism. The whole point of a conspiracy theory is that people are looking for a sense of normality and to reassert control. And a conspiracy theory allows you to do that. You know, COVID has happened and we've all seen our lives become out of control. It's an incredibly stressful situation for so many people to manage. And for it to have occurred of a confluence of various different dimensions, for there to be no simple solutions, people are looking for clear and concise answers. And a conspiracy theory says, well, this is the problem, and it was caused by these people, and the answer is to get rid of those people. You know, that's a very clear, reassuring narrative. It's very problematic, but you can see how it's a very useful hook for purposes of recruitment and engagement.
That's Lisa Waldeck, lecturer in security studies at Macquarie University.